This program contains bizarre eroticism involving drag queens. Parental discretion advised.
What the fuck is up, people? This episode of Mother's Cream Diaries stars me, Lorelai, as Misty St. John. Enjoy.
Unwind and love someone. Mother's Cream Diaries.
Listen up, because we have a great show planned. I had a little caffeine and my hands are shaking, but I'm excited and ready to take your calls. As usual, this is Mother's Cream Diaries and I'm your friend Shania. So this week I was in the editing room with my producer Gary and we had a moment. We reached for the Chips Ahoy box at the same time and our knuckles grazed. It was late. I thought about it for a second, but then Gary farted. The moment was gone, and that reminded me to never dip a pen in my company ink. But what about you? Tonight, I want to talk about mixing business with pleasure. No matter how messy or clean your work fling was, I want to hear about it. I'm listening with an open heart and with no HR representatives. Give me a call at 1-800-22-CREAM. I can't wait to hear your story about business and pleasure.
91.7
The Chode.
Hello, you're on Mother's Cream Diaries.
Hey, Shania.
Oh, dear. I know that sigh. What's wrong, sweetie?
I'm sorry, Shania. I don't mean to be a downer. I'm just triggered by the topic.
Lean on my proverbial shoulder and tell me all about it. But first, what's your name?
Misty. Misty St. John. I'm a special agent for the FBI.
Fancy! So how did you mix business and pleasure?
I didn't plan it, that's for sure. It happened during an undercover job involving one of the greatest underwear scandals since Hanes Her Way.
Oh, wow. Is it possible I've never even heard of this scandal?
The culprit's name is Elizabeth Gnomes. She revolutionized the lingerie market. You may have heard of her product, Camel No Toe Thongs.
Shut up. I'm wearing one now. Although I should have worn a bra too. This studio's chilly.
Camel No Toe is the first undergarment to eliminate the silhouette of a labia. But there should have been a massive recall.
What do you mean?
The panties are so restrictive, they cause autoerotic asphyxiation. And Elizabeth Gnomes knew all about it.
Wait, does that mean I should take him off?
The FBI had me and my partner, Agent Wallace Cromlin, go undercover at the panty factory.
You're freaking me out! I just took him off.
My partner, Wallace, posed as a factory maintenance man while I played the role of a seamstress. The mission was simple. Extract the hidden death certificates proving there was an autoerotic cover-up. It was the morning of the mission, and I was at my sewing station. I waited for Wallace to give me the signal. Our rendezvous point was the storage closet.
Good morning. A friendly reminder, tomorrow is Crazy Hat Day. Can't wait to see what you all come up with. Hey, let's stay focused. I want sharp work today. You're sewing thongs, not jock straps.
Boo!
What's the difference?
You don't know the difference? What was that?
Oh, little tickle in my throat. Can you watch my station? I'll be right back.
That's not my job.
Thanks.
It's me. What's the password? Zinfandel.
The red or the white?
Sorry, the white! Whew, I think we're good. But Claudette was watching me like a hawk.
She's a sharp girl. Let's go over the details one more time. Elizabeth will call you in for a performance review. You will enter her office using the door.
Then I close the door, I walk to her desk, and I distract her with a foot rub. I'm ready.
Are you St. John? Because this mission is in your hands, literally. I'll need 7 minutes to crack the safe and extract the death certificates. You'll need to keep gnomes distracted with expert foot reflexology.
My thumbs were born for this.
Remember, Distract her long enough for me to get in and out of that office. Undetected.
Hypothetically speaking, what if she rejects my foot rub?
You listen to me, St. John. You're an agent of the FBI. You made a vow to complete your mission any way possible.
That didn't answer my question.
Well, you read the report on Elizabeth Gnomes. Where it is, she bats for the other team.
You mean, gay for pay?
No, just gay.
Agent Cromlin, I will do everything in my power to stop these thongs from killing more victims.
That's what I want to hear.
Mr. St. John, report to my office.
Operation Bunyan is a go. You good?
Yes, I think so.
Hey, this is your biggest mission yet. You want to do some breath work with me?
Yes, please.
Okay, deep breath in. Belly rise.
Why is nobody ready? Mr. St. John, I'm waiting.
Wallace, when you hear my bird call, you'll be there, right? I don't know how long I can hold her.
I give you my word. Let's make our nation proud.
Last year, I got written up at the radio station for spreading too many workplace rumors.
Well, you really shouldn't be gossiping. It's very unprofessional.
Thanks, Mom. So, what happened next?
I walked up to Elizabeth's office. Palms were sweaty, knees weak, arms were heavy.
Enter!
You wanted to see me, ma'am?
Yes, for your performance review. Please close the door. You're letting out my AC.
It is a hot one.
I'm a very busy woman, so let's get to it. Overall, you're doing a fine job.
Oh. that's good.
When I give you a compliment, you take it by the balls. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Please read the employee questionnaire from the top.
Sign up for Jenny Craig today.
No, not that one. Here.
Oh, okay. Question one. Which of our company values do you most embody?
Well, what do you say?
I'd probably say eliminating unsightly camel toes.
You know something? I see a lot of myself in you.
Oh, really? May I ask you something?
What is it?
Why the dangerous thongs? Why start a thong company?
When I was a young girl, my mother would take me to the state beach. One particular summer day, as I built my sandcastle on the shore, my mother wallowed in the ocean. What she didn't know was that a powerful wave had just knocked her swim bottoms askew. That's when a nearby bull shark confused her genitalia for lunch.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Ever since that day, I dreamed of the dawning of a new era where no woman would ever have to worry about her camel toe. No matter how high-waisted the jeans, no matter how thin the tankini or close the bull shark, no camel toe, no way.
That's actually inspiring.
Well, I didn't ask you here for a standing ovation, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, you know what? I'm happy with what I see, and I think we're all done here.
All done?
All done. Just keep up the good work.
But, I wanted to, do something special first.
Your boss is a true innovator. Oh, I'm jealous. I have so many good ideas. I have so many ideas.
Shania, are you listening to a word I said? Agent Cromlin still needed to get into her safe.
Is this when you mixed business with pleasure? I'm glad it wasn't with Wallace. He reminds me of my dad.
I didn't exactly have a choice. Gnomes was already shooing me out of her office, so I had to put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Why are you untying my Skechers?
Where I come from, it's customary to give the boss a foot rub.
I thought you were from Cincinnati.
Yes.
I didn't get much sleep last night. Oh, we're doing renovations at the Beijing factory? No rest for the wicked, I suppose. Carry on.
I peeled off her socks and immediately saw that she had athlete's foot. Luckily, she had a bottle of Tough Actin Tenactin.
That actually feels wonderful. Crack my big toe, will ya?
I really am sorry about your mom's labia.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Her joint inflammation was pretty intense, but my scheme was working. Elizabeth leaned back in her chair. And I was hoping she would fall asleep.
Crack them all!
That's when I knew I had her. I decided to give the call for Agent Cromlin.
Go! Go!
What the hell?
Little tickle in my throat.
And silent as a bobcat, Wallace snuck in on all fours. He was disgusted by her feet too, but he got to the safe.
Misty, stop being an ankle biter. Go up a little higher.
I had a bad feeling when she said that, but I couldn't argue. I slipped my hands slowly up her legs, but I stopped at her unshaven kneecaps.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Why don't I guide you?
That's when Elizabeth took my hand and pulled it up to her inner thigh.
Nice, huh?
My mouth fell open when I realized she wasn't wearing any underwear.
Hello down there. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yep.
So as Wallace spun the safe's combination, I spun my fingers around Elizabeth's frizzy pubes. I was stalling for time.
Oh, come on, Misty. Take an early lunch break between my legs.
It was a nightmare come true. Wallace was still hard at work, and I was running out of stalling tactics.
Stick out your tongue and say, aww.
She hiked up her skirt and spread them wide.
Oh, pardon my queef.
Actually, her queef was a breath of fresh air.
Summer's Eve?
That's their best douche. Did you hear that?
The mission was hanging in the balance.
Hello down there.
So I did what anyone would do.
Ouch!
I munched her carpet down to drown out the noise.
I'm just so famished.
Oh.
I barely knew what I was saying. I just prayed for the safe to be opened. That was the call I was waiting for. Wallace had done it. He opened the safe. But then we both looked in horror. There were no death certificates. The only thing in her safe was the Pam and Tommy Lee sex tape.
Why'd you stop?
Just coming up for air.
Ready for your second course?
Wallace crawled out of the office like a defeated bobcat.
Isn't this the best performance review in history? Oops.
How much air can one cooch store? I sacrificed my dignity and my jaw for nothing. I wasn't going to stay there an extra second.
What are you doing?
Gotta get back to work.
No, that's okay. Just do a little
longer. Thanks for everything. No rest for the wicked, right?
Oh, I feel sick.
Yeah, you and me both, girl.
I give you credit, though. Our very own G.I. John, St. John. You did what you had to do.
Yeah, unfortunately it wasn't enough. All that safe cracking and toe cracking, but we came up empty-handed.
This radio station is grateful for your sacrifice and your story.
So now, the mission was in limbo. I was supposed to just go back to my sewing station, but it was hard to focus.
Are you going to do any work today?
Shut it, Claudette!
That's not my job.
It's so hot.
Working hard or hardly working?
Working hard, Miss Gnomes.
What's with this Miss Gnome stuff? You know, you left without finishing me off.
Can we talk about this somewhere else?
I'm talking about your review. Gosh! You didn't sign it, silly.
Oh, sure.
Why are you being so quiet?
I'm not. I just have a lot of work to do.
All right. Well, I have to go file this or my lawyer will be up my ass. And it's only you I want up there.
Oh.
I expect everyone here to take a page from Misty's book. Look at how clean her nails are.
Okay. Wallace! Zinfandel! White Zinfandel!
Man, tough break today, kid. Operation Banyan was a bust.
You're telling me? Okay. Elizabeth leaves at 1800. That's when we search this place top to bottom until we find the dust...
Can't tonight, St. John. I'm dipping out early. Me and Claudette are getting happy hour.
What? No! We need a new strategy ASAP!
We barely made it out alive. Can I have one night to relax?
People are dying at the hands of these panties.
And I'm dying to get in Claudette's panties. Get it?
I want to get this done now. Your tramp can wait.
You watch your mouth. She could bear my children one day.
White Zinfandel.
You gave her the fucking password?
How else is she gonna get in here? Listen, I gotta go. It's Double Bubble at Flanagan's. They make the best Mai Tais.
Attention, everyone. Once in a lifetime, someone comes along and changes your life. And today, that happened to me.
Oh, dear God.
I can't contain it any longer. Misty St. John, in front of all your friends and co-workers, will you do me the honor of taking my hand in marriage?
You're screwed. I can't help it. I'm in love!
No, you're not!
Baby, I love
Wait.
You.
Is that a yellow canary diamond?
Mm-hmm. Princess cut.
Look, this afternoon...
I think we can do the wedding in Cincinnati. Something intimate with your family. Then honeymoon in St. Bart's. I have a little timeshare there.
Elizabeth Gnomes, freeze! I'm Agent Misty St. John of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
What? FBI?
You're under investigation for autoerotic asphyxiation caused by your deadly thongs.
Why, you sneaky little bitch.
Your days are numbered. Now, hand over the death certificates, and no one gets hurt.
Oh, those. Wish I could, but they're not on me.
I'm not buying it. Our intelligence said they're in your office.
They are. In my Beijing office. And pretty sure that's out of your jurisdiction.
Son of a bitch!
No rest for the wicked. Oh, and by the way, you're fired!
Whoa. They still do Double Bubble at Flanagan's?
I guess.
But Elizabeth Gnomes, what a conniving snake!
Yeah, turns out we went undercover with a lot of faulty intel.
At least you knew Elizabeth was a les. What happened with the mission?
Well, the FBI cited me for insubordination. Something about sexual misconduct.
And what about Agent Cromlin?
He and Claudette settled down, got a little fixer-upper in Portland. But she'll always be a bitch to me.
Well, I hope our listeners learned a little something from you tonight. Mixing business and pleasure leads to a pretty uncomfortable work environment. My advice is to avoid it when possible. Misty, do you have a request or dedication?
I guess I'd like to dedicate a song to Elizabeth Gnomes.
Really?
I feel bad she had to watch her mom's pussy get eaten by a bull shark. So, can you play Come Together by Sherry Vine?
Mother's Cream Diaries? Here's Come Together by Sherry Vine.
It is time to come together. It is time, let's come together now. It is time to come together. It is time. It doesn't matter where you're from. Come with me and we will have some fun tonight. It's alright. We'll make a party of our own. And there's no stopping us until we see the sun. For everyone. Come together. Come together. Come together. Let's come together now. I can see that you're feeling blue. The world is crazy, so baby, what can you do? I'm here for you. Take my hand now and follow me. It's not too late to find that joy from deep inside. Don't run and hide. Come together, come together, come together, let's come together now. Come together, come together, come together, let's come together now. Come together, come together, let's come together now. Come together, come together, come together, let's come together now. Let's come together now.
91.7
Hey guys, I'm Derek.
And I'm Christina.
And we are the creators of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
You know, we poured our hearts into this, guys. We did everything from writing and casting to recording and editing. So follow this podcast.
Leave a little comment.
And tell your friends about it. This episode stars Lorelai as Misty St. John, Jackson Banks as Wallace Cromlin, Veronica Mannion as Elizabeth Gnomes, and Christina Keel as Shania.